فتى إلا ليلى سيف إلا ذو الفقار لا فتى إلا ليلى.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back to our discussion on 110 Lessons for Life from the teachings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali. May God's peace and blessings be upon him. Today, in tradition number 24, we want to look at the topic of faith and action, two enduring partners for life. Now, before we understand and look at the tradition from the Commander of the Faithful, we appreciate that from the Islamic point of view, faith is not separate from action, meaning that one cannot simply profess religion and not follow that up with actions, nor can one simply do actions and have no faith. So actually both of these go together. Let us see how the Commander of the Faithful breaks this down for us in the text of this particular tradition for today. He says the following: true faith and the performance of good actions are close friends of one another and are associates of one another, which will never separate from one another. Within the religious teachings of Islam, we see that we have multiple components of our religion. But when we break it down to the most common denominator, we see that we have what we refer to as the Usul ad-Din and the Furu ad-Din. The Usul are the principles, the foundational roots of our religion. And the Furu, we are told, are like the branches. And so we have this picture that our scholars give to us, and this is how we tend to teach Islam to the young generation, is of a tree. And we tell the community that a tree is made up of multiple components. You have the, when you plant a seed in the ground, or you plant a small sapling in the ground, a tree, you will see that after many months or years, the roots will begin to form and develop and become stronger and stronger under the ground. This, we are told, is the principal roots of the religion. So for the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, may God's peace and blessings be upon them. That includes the belief in monotheism, the Tawheed of Allah. That includes belief in the Nubuwa, in the prophethood, that Allah sends prophets for all generations, beginning with Prophet Adam and culminating with the Prophet Muhammad. May God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family. The belief in the Day of Resurrection, the day when all of humanity will be brought up and will be held in the court of Allah to account for our deeds. And then as an extension, we have the adalat, the justice of Allah, and that we stress that Allah, God, is just in all of the actions that He will perform, that He does perform. And also the imamat, or the divinely appointed leadership, the successors of the Prophet Muhammad. May God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family. These form the roots of a tree, the foundation of the tree, without which the entire tree would actually cease and desist. It would completely die. It wouldn't have a life without the roots. But from that, we have this picture that once the roots are in the ground and are firm, that this tree called Islam begins to bear branches. And these branches are what we call the furu ad-Din. These are all the branches of our religion. And as followers of the Ahlul Bayt, may God's peace and blessings be upon them, we believe that there are 10 of the branches of the religion. So for example, the praying, fasting, the Hajj pilgrimage, the Khums, the Zakat, showing love for the friends of Allah and for those who love the friends of Allah, and the hate that we have against the enemies of Allah and those who follow them, the concept and the belief of Jihad. These make up the concept also of enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. These 10 make up the furu ad-Din, or the branches of this religion of Islam. And from there, when you have a tree that you plant in the earth, and the roots begin to spread, and the tree begins to get larger, and the branches begin to now grow, many times you'll have fruits, apples, pomegranates, oranges, pears, all of these fruits that grow off of the tree. And so we're told in our tradition that the fruit of this tree of Islam is the akhlaq, the morals, the good character, the conduct that we as believers perform. And these fruits develop within us through not only the belief system, but also the practical actions that we perform on a day-to-day basis. And so as the commander of the faithful says in the tradition, in the beginning part of our discussion, that we have to have both the actions and the belief, and both go together in this human being when we are trying to follow and fulfill our obligations to our Creator, to Allah, to God. In closing, the final point that we want to mention based upon this hadith and the words of the Commander of the Faithful are where he says that these two aspects of faith and practice, that these are two parts of our religion which will never separate from one another. They are close associates, friends, helpers, we could say, of one another, and they would never separate. And so from this we have a belief where it is impossible, it may happen in the outside world on a theoretical basis, but practically it's not possible for somebody to say, "I believe," and then not practice the religion. Again, that would be as a tree which only has roots, but there's no trunk, there are no branches, there's no fruit coming from it. And conversely, one cannot say, "Well, I only do good actions and I don't have any faith." Again, both of these would not exist, and they do not exist. And Islamically speaking, these are not possible. Meaning that one who is a believer, he or she needs to actually put their faith into practice, to actually, as we say, put your money where your mouth is, to follow the religion, to follow the dictates as best as we can. And then when we do that, when we have the faith, and we have the branches, the actions, then we will see the fruits stem forward, which are our good morals, our conduct, our dealing with society, with humanity, with the entire world of creation. And ultimately through this we will be guaranteed salvation in the next world and a reward with our Creator. We ask Allah to give us all the ability to have the true faith of Islam and to also follow in the teachings, in the footsteps of the Prophet and his noble family, who are the ultimate guides for all of our salvation, both in this life and also in the next. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ya Ali, 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 Ali,